第二周，星期五专题演练。
Conversation 1.
Dr. Thomas, this is Keith Bradley from the Daily News. I'd like to ask you some questions about the new official standard weight that you purchased.
I'd be happy to help you. What would you like to know?
First of all, how was the standard weight used?
Well, the people in our department use it to check the scales all over the country.The Department of Weights and Measures, we are a government agency. It's our responsibility to see that all the scales measure a kilogram accurately, so this is the way we use to adjust the scales.
How did you check the scales before?
We have an old standard weight that we used to use. It had to be replaced because it was imprecise. You see, it was made of poor quality metal that was too porous. It absorbed too much moisture.
Oh, so when the weather was humid, it weighed more, and when it was dry, it weighed less?
Exactly. And that variation can affect the standards of the whole country. So our department had the new weight made out of higher quality metal.
How much did it cost?
About $45,000.
$45,000? For 1 kilogram weight? That's more expensive than gold.Is it really worth that much?
I'm sure it is. Industries depend on our government agency to monitor the accuracy of scales, so that when they buy and sell their products, there is one standard. Think of the drug industry, for example. Those companies rely on high accuracy scales to manufacture and package medicine. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.Question 19. What is the conversation mainly about? Question 20. Why was it necessary to replace the old standard weight?Question 21. What does Dr. Thomas probably think about the cost of the new weight?
Conversation 2.
Hey, Karen, you are not really reading it, are you?
Pardon?
The book! You haven't turned the page in the last 10 minutes.
No, Jim, I suppose I haven't. I need to get through, although, but I keep drifting away.
So it doesn't really hold your interest?
No, not really. I wouldn't bother with it, to be honest, but I have to read it for a seminar. I'm at the university.
It's a labor of labor rather than a labor of love.
I should say,I don't like Dickens at all, really. The author, indeed. I am starting to like the whole course less and less.
It's not just the book, it's the course as well.
Yeah, in a way. Although the course itself isn't really that bad. A lot of it is pretty good, in fact. And the lecturer is fine. It's me, I suppose. You see, I wanted to do philosophy rather than English, but my parents took me out of it.
So, the course is okay as such. It's just that hadn't been left to you. You would have chosen a different one.
Oh, they had my best interest at heart, of course, my parents. They always do, don't they? They believe that my job prospects would be pretty limited with the degree of philosophy. Plus, they give me really a generous allowance. But I am beginning to feel that I'm wasting my time and their money.They would be so disappointed, though, if I told them I was quitting. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Why can't Karen concentrate on the book? Question 23. Why is Karen starting to like the course less and less? Question 24. Who thinks philosophy graduates have limited job opportunities? Question 25. What is Karen thinking of doing?